Hi, my name is Jerry Kempney. I'm a pharmacist, and in this podcast, I talk about medicines and other healthcare topics. All content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical or professional advice. Episode number 76, Asthma Principles of Pharmacological Treatment According to NICE Guideline NG80, updated in March 2021. Before starting or adjusting medicines for asthma in adults, young people, and children, take into account the possible reasons for uncontrolled asthma. These may include alternative diagnosis, lack of adherence, suboptimal inhaler technique, smoking, active or passive, occupational exposures, psychosocial factors, and seasonal or environmental factors. After starting or adjusting medicines for asthma, review the response to treatment in 4 to 8 weeks. If inhaled corticosteroid, ICS, maintenance therapy is needed, offer a regular daily ICS rather than intermittent or when required ICS therapy. Adjust maintenance therapy ICS doses over time, aiming for the lowest dose required for effective asthma control. Ensure that a person with asthma can use their inhaler device at any asthma review, either routine or unscheduled, and whenever a new type of device is supplied. Pharmacological treatment pathway for adults aged 17 and over. Offer a short-acting beta-2 agonist, SABA, as a reliever therapy to adults with newly diagnosed asthma. For adults with asthma who have infrequent short-lived wheeze and normal lung function, consider treatment with SABA reliever therapy alone. Offer a low dose of an ICS as a first-line maintenance therapy to adults age 17 and over with symptoms at presentation that clearly indicate the need for maintenance therapy, for example, asthma-related symptoms 3 times a week or more, or causing waking at night, or asthma that is uncontrolled with SABA alone. If asthma is uncontrolled in adults on a low dose of ICS as maintenance therapy, offer a leukotriene receptor antagonist, LTRA, in addition to the ICS and review the response to treatment in 4 to 8 weeks. If asthma is uncontrolled on a low dose of ICS and LTRA as a maintenance therapy, offer a long-acting beta-2 agonist, LABA, in combination with the ICS and review LTRA treatment as follows. Discuss with the person whether or not to continue LTRA treatment and take into account the degree of response to LTRA treatment. If asthma is uncontrolled on low dose of ICS and LABA with or without an LTRA as a maintenance therapy, offer to change the person's ICS and LABA maintenance therapy to MART regimen with a low maintenance ICS dose. MART means maintenance and reliever therapy. If asthma is uncontrolled on a MART regimen with a low maintenance ICS dose with or without an LTRA, consider increasing the ICS to a moderate maintenance dose, either continuing on a MART regimen or changing to a fixed dose of an ICS and a LABA with a SABA as a reliever therapy. If asthma is uncontrolled on a moderate maintenance ICS dose with a LABA, either as MART or a fixed dose regimen with or without an LTRA, consider increasing the ICS to a high maintenance dose. This should only be offered as a part of fixed dose regimen with a SABA used as a reliever therapy or a trial of an additional drug, for example, a long-acting muscarinic receptor antagonist or theophylline, or seeking advice from a healthcare professional with expertise in asthma. Pharmacological treatment pathway for children and young people aged 5 to 16. Offer a Saba is a reliever therapy to children and young people with newly diagnosed asthma. With those who have infrequent short-lived wheeze and normal lung function, consider treatment with a Saba reliever therapy alone. Offer a pediatric dose of an ICS as the first line maintenance therapy to children and young people aged 5 to 16 with symptoms at presentation that clearly indicate the need for maintenance therapy, for example, asthma-related symptoms 3 times a week or more, or causing waking at night, or asthma that is uncontrolled with a Saba alone. If asthma is still uncontrolled on a pediatric low dose of ICS as a maintenance therapy, consider an LTRA in addition to the ICS and review the response to treatment in 4 to 8 weeks. If the asthma is still uncontrolled on a pediatric low dose of ICS and LTRA as a maintenance therapy, consider stopping the LTRA and starting a LABA in combination with the ICS. If there's no control achieved on a pediatric low dose of ICS and LABA as a maintenance therapy, consider changing ICS and LABA maintenance therapy to a MART regimen with a pediatric low maintenance ICS dose. Ensure that the child or young person is able to understand and comply with the MART regimen. If there's no asthma control achieved on a MART regimen with a pediatric low maintenance ICS dose, consider increasing the ICS to pediatric moderate maintenance dose, either continuing on a MART regimen or changing to a fixed dose of an ICS and a LABA with a Saba as a reliever therapy. If there's no control achieved on a pediatric moderate maintenance ICS dose with a LABA, either as MART or a fixed dose regimen, consider seeking advice from a healthcare professional with expertise in asthma and consider either increasing the ICS dose to pediatric high maintenance dose only as part of a fixed dose regimen with a Saba used as a reliever therapy or a trial of an additional drug, for example, theophylline. Pharmacological treatment pathway for children under 5. It can be difficult to confirm asthma diagnosis in young children. Therefore, these recommendations apply to children with suspected or confirmed asthma. Asthma diagnosis should be confirmed when the child is able to undergo objective tests. This section is for children under 5 with newly suspected or confirmed asthma, or with asthma symptoms that are uncontrolled on their current treatment. Where the recommendations represent a change from traditional to clinical practice, children whose asthma is well controlled on the current regime should not have their treatment changed purely to follow this guidance. Number one, now for a Saba as a reliever therapy. This should be used for symptom relief alongside all maintenance therapy. Consider an 8-week trial of a pediatric moderate dose of an ICS in children under 5 with symptoms at presentation that clearly indicate the need for maintenance therapy, for example, asthma-related symptoms 3 times a week or more, or causing waking at night, or suspected asthma that is controlled with a Saba alone. After 8 weeks, stop ICS treatment and continue to monitor child's symptoms if symptoms did not resolve during the trial period. Review whether an alternative diagnosis is likely. If symptoms resolved, then reoccurred within 4 weeks of stopping ICS treatment, restart the ICS at a pediatric low dose as first-line maintenance therapy. If symptoms resolved but reoccurred beyond 4 weeks after stopping ICS treatment, repeat the 8-week trial of a pediatric moderate dose of ICS. If the asthma is uncontrolled on a pediatric low dose of ICS as a maintenance therapy, consider an LTRA in addition to the ICS. be aware that not all LTRAs have a UK marketing authorization for its use in children aged under 5. If the suspected asthma is uncontrolled on a pediatric low dose of ICSN and a LTRA as a maintenance therapy, stop the LTRA and refer the child to a healthcare professional with expertise in asthma for further investigation and management. So that's all about principles of pharmacological treatment of asthma according to NICE guideline NG80. Hope it's helpful. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you in the next one.